And here we are on, good gosh, 1980, and it's, the date is, April
13th.
Mars 15th. So it's April 14th.
No, today is Sunday. Easter was the 6th. 7 and 6 is 13,
okay.
Right?
Right. And, we're here, and this community is called Silver City?
Sand Cut.
And it's, so Sand Cut is, just the other side of Silver City.
That's this side of Silver City.
Okay. And, I've heard about your music, and I've been wanting to come down and talk with you.
Yes, sir.
And one thing I wanted to, what I try to do when I talk with people, try to find out, first, what brought him to Florida?
Well, I tell you what brought me to Florida, money.
Yeah.
Money was brought me to Florida. They said the money was growing on trees down here.
Yeah.
And so when I come down here, I see a bunch of oranges on the trees.
Yeah.
And they said that was the money. And so that's what I've been in ever since I've been here.
Was, how did you hear about it at first? Was it,
well,
handbills or people just talking? Or?
Well, people was telling me about it, said, said, cowboy, you ought to go to Florida. Said, money growing on trees down there. I said, how is I gonna get that when I ain't got no money in my pocket? He said, I tell you how you do. He said, we get ready. When them tramp buses leave here, we catch a tramper. I said, all right. So I did just that.
And what? Where did you leave from?
Well, I left from Florence, South Carolina.
Uh-huh. And that was about what year?
That was about in 1962.
Uh-huh.
And I come to Bear Glade. And I've been from Bear Glade to Pahokee, from Pahokee to Silver City, from Silver City to Sand Cut.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I've been in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And living proposition, but I've been around different towns, you know, played different places.
How'd you first get involved with your music?
Well, I first got involved with my music. I started to mess around with music with my uncle. That was long in 1941 and 42. I started to mess around with him a little bit. I went over in Helena, Arkansas and started broadcasting over there every day at 12:15 cane biscuit time. So we used to broadcast in a little town called Belzoni, Mississippi, a big furniture store there. So after I left there, come on down here, and we've been playing different clubs and different ones like that. So I ain't had no problem with my music, no kind of way. Everybody.
Hey, Brad, can I ask him a question?
Sure.
What do you mean, cane biscuit time?
Cane biscuit time?
Yeah, what you say just now.
Well, that was cane biscuit flour. You know, we broadcast every day at 12:15.
That was the Sonny Boy Williamson show.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I understand.
And yeah. that was Sonny Boy Williamson number two or number one?
Sonny Boy Williamson number two.
Yeah.
That's right, number two. And I'm Sonny Boy Williamson number three. Yes, sir.
Did you ever, when you were growing up, see any of those Silas Green shows?
That's right, Silas Green.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did he play with them some or not?
No, sir.
Other Sonny Boy played with Silas Green.
No, sir, we never did play with Silas Green. We played mostly with Muddy Water and this other little fella called Slim Hopper.
Yeah.
We played mostly with them. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you one more question?
Yes, sir. Go right here.
What inspired you to make that thing right there?
Well, my first cousin, Muddy Water, he was a one-man band. And he built one on his guitar like that, and so that started me to doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. What was his real name?
Muddy Water,
uh-huh.
Charles.
Charles Waters?
Charles Waters,
uh-huh.
Yes.
And so he was a cousin of yours, huh?
Yes, sir, a cousin of mine.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Well, he put out a lot of stuff.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever play just a regular box before you got involved with electric, or you start off on?
Yes, sir, I started with a little plain steel box, a little steel guitar. Started playing, I couldn't play but one record, and that was Baby Please Don't Go.
Yeah.
And so I got good on that, so my brother told me, he said, why don't you play another and quit playing the same one all the time? So So I start on another, so I got that and pretty good, and I start on another. And so I got where I could play them all. Yes, sir.
That, what about when you were started playing, what kind of, who would you get together and what kind of things would you play?
Well,
besides just clubs, you play around home or people get together, what kind of things?
Well, we'll play places to call what you call a bell house. You heard talk of a bell house?
No.
Well, you heard talk of a juke?
Yeah.
Well, well at my hometown, back out in the woods out there where I was born and raised out there, they call them bell houses.
Like a bear?
Yes, sir. They call it a bell house. And,
B-R-R-E-L, barrel.
That's right.
Barrel, like a kid.
So, right? So I left my home and come on to Georgia, up around Waycross, Georgia. They call it a shop. They call it the Jukes, their shop. I come on down here in Florida, they call them a club. And some of them, Jukes. So, they're called different names in different states.
Had you ever heard of a Juke before you come down here?
No, sir, I had never heard of them.
I heard tell that Juke was even a Florida name that just...
That's right. Florida, right. That's now. Right. A Juke is a Florida name.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever... And these Jukes, when you play, do people dance when you play music?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What kind of dancing would they do?
Well, back at that time, when I first started playing music back there, they were doing the dog. They called the dog. Yes, sir.
The boogie.
Yes, sir. Doing the dog.
Yeah, you know. I heard a bunch of different names of dances.
And it was a record that if they had, you know, the people would put a skip on. You know, they would take two steps back and two steps side.
Uh-huh.
That's what they call pulling the skip, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of dancing going on in Jukes. And then,
yes, sir.
What about another kind of dancing? What about any old square dancing and stuff like that? Were square dancing. Involved with any of that stuff?
Square dancing? Well, I was mostly in different ones. Here was something like tap dancing, different one like that.
Uh-huh.
So.
They'll do like buck and wing. And
that's right.
Buck and wing, that's the thing.
Yes, sir.
Because, people do so many different things with music.
And, you ain't joking, huh?
What about other instruments that people have played with you besides just guitars? I guess guitars.
Well, I had that tenor saxophone, had electric organ, had what you call a mouth organ, and what you call this thing here, you slide the strings on, and it's got four strings, got five strings, like a guitar, and you slide a little thing on.
Oh, yeah, like a dobro?
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I had something like that in there.
Did you ever hear anyone play a fiddle with you?
No, sir. I've never seen a fiddle too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never seen a fiddle.
So back in where you grew up, not many people played banjos and fiddles.
Well, here was a lot of fiddles and their flow bass drum. You know, it wasn't electric. It had four big strings on it. And we played with fiddles, guitar, and that big bass drum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you played mostly for a black community, and then sometimes you'd play for a white community?
We mostly play for white community.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
In the white community.
In the white.
Y'all never played a fiddle and thing? You know, the old bucking swing, or what it used to call it, I think it was?
Yeah, we played some bucking swing. I really know what they're calling it, bucking swing. They would buck, and then they would turn around three or four times, and then they would buck, you know.
That was the square dancing.
Yes,
buck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, jump with the black dudes.
That's right.
The buck and swing for them.
Uh-huh.
But then you play different kind of music when you go in your own community.
Yes, sir. Different kind of music.
And that was mostly blues.
Blues, jazz, and rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That hard driving stuff. That
yes, sir.
Good. Well, when you got down here to Florida, what kind of music was it being played around, other musicians?
Well, the most music we play jazz. Rock and roll, play a lot of hillbilly, different one like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
That's
the type of music people want to hear, so we would try to play the type of music they want to hear.
Did you ever try to make up any songs?
Well, I made up a few.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recorded a few myself, you know, and hear how they sound. And I said, it sounds pretty good, so I went ahead and recorded some more of them, you know. And so I just kept on. I said, well, I got tired of recording them. I said, well, I ain't going to record them until when I can play them good enough to hear them myself. I don't need to record them and play them back.
You record them on tape play on your own tape play?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I said,
do you ever make up any about Florida or anything?
No, sir. Yeah. I've never made up any about Florida.
Uh-huh.
No, sir.
And did you ever tune your guitar in any different ways than how you have it tuned now?
Well, I got it tuned in a tune now that I can play most anything in.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I can play most anything in that tune.
Like an open chord?
Yeah, sir. It's a kind of a, it was kind of a choke call that.
Uh-huh.
It's straight C, but I play it in G.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And you ever, so you use a slider like a bottleneck or
yes,
something
sir.
Before too? When
yes,
you
sir. Play? Yes, sir. I use a bottleneck.
Some of those old timers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I play his, like
what do you call that thing you got up down on the neck of it, not covering?
That's a clamp.
Clamp.
Uh-huh. That's a clamp to keep me from tightening my string too tight and I can be in my same tune. Too. But anyway, I move that clamp on, I'm in the same key, but it's in a higher key.
Well, describe to me how you have your mic set up there for your harmonica.
Well,
and everything.
Well, in 1955, I built this thing in 1955. It's been on this guitar since 1955. And my Uncle Muddy Water, he had one on there. My cousins, just like this. And I come on down here in Florida with my guitar. Other people would look at it, they say, I ain't never seen nothing like that before in all the days of my life. So there's another man say, yeah, say, I seen one like that one time. Say, I seen Muddy Water with one like that. But you know, everybody hadn't never seen nothing like that, you know. And that is right, Chen.
Well, tell us what all you got on it. That's what I'm talking about now. How you got it made right now?
Well, I got a clamp here, and I got a spring here. That's to hold my harmonica tight. And I got two screws here with a bolt running through it to hold it here. That for me to set it back and fire, see. And I got a bolt here, I got one here, and I got one right there. Well, see, I can loosen down one knee right here, and I can slide it further to the front, or either slide it back further. See what I mean? And that's the way it is.
Now, what this thing right here is?
That's the microphone. That's
what
a telephone.
That? It's a telephone. You made a microphone.
A telephone on.
You made a microphone out,
that's
out of
right.
a telephone.
That's a cut-off microphone.
And it's sitting up
on.
Against what here?
It's sitting up against a harmonica.
So you can play right through that?
Right through that.
And everything come out?
Everything come out.
That's well, listen, maybe we can try to get a few songs on here while we're going. And
all right.
And I'd like to hear you play a few things.
All right.
Good. Well, whatever you'd like to play or things that your favorites.
All right. You'd like to hear something fast?
Well, that'd be fine.
All right. All right. Well, I'll get on down here on something kind of fast, huh? Kind of fast here a little bit, huh? Yes, something here kind of fast here if you like to hear. Thank you. That's the name they give me back in when I was a little boy, you know. Because I liked it. A red cowboy hat, you know. No, I liked to kill my brother one time by the red cowboy hat. He throws in the mud hole, you know, where the hog had been water, you know. I liked to kill my brother by that cowboy, and they about started calling him the cowboy then. Yes, sir, I sure did. Yeah, started calling me cowboy.
Well, you know, a lot of those old muddy water tunes.
Yes, sir.
What, did you ever hear any the old timers play things a little different than muddy water playing? Any of the slower pieces or anything?
That's right.
What about pieces like,
things
like John Henry or
any
pieces like that? Did you ever play anything like that?
Well, I had never found out how to get in that tune to play.
Staggerly.
Them different ones, you know.
Staggerly, you ever heard that one?
Yeah, I have heard Staggerly. I used to play it a long time ago. Uh-huh. Sure did.
Well, how you used to play it then?
Well, Staggerly, it went kind of like Dirty Dog, you know.
You play that one?
Do the dog?
No, Staggerly.
No.
You can't remember that one.
Right? No, I can't remember.
That's
that.
An old song.
A long time.
Yeah, that was originated in Florida, I think, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
On Staggerly.
Sure was.
What about things like old Careless Love and pieces like that around too? Different.
Yeah, sir.
Mostly, you know, you stuck with the blues.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty much been what you've been playing.
That's right. Mostly blues, jazz, rock and roll a little bit. Yeah.
What, why
don't
you play another one here for me? This is
really
sounding good. I think
I've
got
things
right now.
Yes, sir.
What about
the... All right.
That's what I say. What about the oldest blues, Jim?
All right. I'm going to play some of the oldest blues. I made that nut.
You made that one up?
Uh-huh.
That sounded like something else I heard. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna play one I made up. That was Step Up a Little Bit, Baby.
Step Up a Little Bit, Baby.
Step Up a Little Bit, Baby.
Do you most still think of your music as dance music?
Yes.
And you pretty much always thought of it as providing music for dance?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
A lot of times people think that that blues isn't necessarily dance music. It is.
Yeah, so you can what a lot of them, what you call rubbing your stomach together, you know. You be rubbing your stomach together. Two women and men be rubbing their stomach together, yeah. You know. Right upside of one another,
real
you know.
Music.
Yeah, rubbing the stomach together. Yes, sir.
I see you got about 7-8 hops on it.
Yeah.